Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, have you come hungry? Well, today we're talking about something you can eat.
Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of different things that we can eat and a lot of different ways to eat them. Some people care more about what they're putting into their bodies than others.
For sure. And many people these days care about eating things that are sustainable and good for the environment. Today, we're talking about a unique way that you can contribute to that issue.
Yeah, we're talking specifically about lab-grown eats. And we have a question here, promise or problem? What are lab-grown eats? We're going to find out in just a moment, right here in our first reading.
Lab-grown eats. Promise or problem? A closer look at the science and potential effects of lab-grown foods. The present rise in the world population and more frequent extreme weather events put global food security at risk. Produced from plant and animal stem cells grown in controlled environments, lab-grown food could provide sustainable, efficient, and safe nutrition for a hungry planet.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 potential 这个字，它可以当形容词，意思是有潜力的、可能的。它也可以当名词，表示潜力。譬如This plan has the potential to improve results if everyone follows instructions carefully from the start. 如果每个人从一开始仔细遵循指示，这个计划就有可能改善成效。Potential 字尾加上 ity 变成 potentiality， 也是名词，意思呢是潜力、可能性。譬如 ，The empty room had potentiality once lighting, furniture.And plants were added. 这个空房间呢，一加上灯光、家具和植物之后，便展现出潜在的可能性。相关片语 realize one's potential 是指发挥某人的潜能或实现潜力。譬如 switching jobs helped him realize his potential and feel happier with daily life. 转换工作帮助他发掘自身潜能，也在日常生活中感到更快乐。
Think about where the things you eat and drink come from. Almost all of our food comes from plants and animals at a farm, but not the things we're talking about today.
No, we're talking about things that are made with science. We read here a closer look at the science and potential effects of lab-grown foods. Before we get into our article, let's talk about what lab-grown means.
All right, something that is lab-grown is something that's made in a lab. Of course, that is short for laboratory. These are not made naturally.
Yeah, here's an example of how you can use this adjective in a sentence.Lab-grown meat is now available in some places.
Okay, so we're talking about these lab-grown foods, the present rise in the world population, and more frequent extreme weather events put global food security at risk.
Global food security is at risk. At risk, friends, means that something is in danger of something bad happening.
All right, for example, the animals are at risk of extinction because of human action. Now, I feel like this issue might not be something many of us think about because in many countries around the world, the population is actually declining. But the overall population of the world right now is still going up.
Yeah, thanks for that, Garrett. That is a good point. Let's keep reading here, friends. Produced from plant and animal stem cells grown in controlled environments, lab-grown food could provide sustainable, efficient, and safe nutrition for a hungry planet.
All right, so this is a solution to that issue of not having enough or stable enough foods. Let's talk about where these lab-grown eats come from.
We're talking about how they are grown from stem cells. Stem cells are special cells that can become different kinds of cells.
For example, stem cells in your body can help repair parts of your body after an injury.
Now, these stem cells are grown in controlled environments. We often talk about this when we're talking about some type of science experiment. It needs to be done in a controlled environment, a place where everything is carefully managed.
For example, plants grow in controlled environments in places like a greenhouse.
Yeah, we make sure that those plants are grown in very specific conditions. That could be how much water they get, or how much sunlight they get, or the temperature of the greenhouse.
And this is a little different from some foods that are made on a farm. Of course, some things are controlled in that environment, but not as much as a lab.
Yeah, and we see here this word grown as well, friends. The idea is that humans are forcing things to grow in a certain way. It's not happening naturally.
Okay, so this lab-grown food could provide sustainable, efficient, and safe nutrition. After all, many people around the world need things to eat.
Yeah, everyone has to eat, every human in the whole world. And this is a way to make sure that there is enough food for everyone. Well, we're going to learn more about this in just a moment, friends. So let's get on to our next reading.
Lab-grown eats, promise or problem? To create lab-grown meat, scientists put animal cells into bioreactors, which act like an animal's body, providing heat and necessary nutrients. The multiplying cells develop into muscle and fat, and are then shaped into types of meat, like steak, boneless chicken, or ground meat. For lab-grown dairy products, the genes for cow milk proteins are put into yeast, which converts the sugars into dairy proteins. These proteins are later combined with other ingredients to create a range of dairy products.
Nutrient 这个名词意思是营养素、养分。譬如 ，vegetables provide nutrients the body needs for energy, growth, and health。蔬菜提供身体所需的营养素，以维持能量，促进生长与健康。另一个名词是 nutrition， 语义接近，但它是不可数名词，意思是营养、营养摄取。例如。Better nutrition made her feel less tired and more energized during busy work days. 更好的营养让她在忙碌的工作日里感觉不那么疲累，也更有精神。与 nutrient 相关的副词是 nutritionally， 意思是在营养方面或是从营养角度来看。譬如 ，This meal is nutritionally balanced, providing protein.Vitamins and minerals for everyone. 这顿饭营养均衡，为每个人提供蛋白质、维生素与矿物质。
All right, so we're learning that this lab-grown food could potentially help solve some of the problems that we have on Earth. Let's talk more about how they're grown.
Okay, how is this lab-grown food made? We find out right here, friends. To create lab-grown meat, scientists put animal cells into bioreactors. Let's stop right there and make sure we understand the first part of this sentence.
Absolutely. So a bioreactor is a big machine that helps grow cells or organisms in a laboratory.
Let's use it in a sentence. Bioreactors allow biological processes to happen in a lab.
So, we put these into bioreactors, which act like an animal's body, providing heat and necessary nutrients.
Okay, what happens next? The multiplying cells develop into muscle and fat, are then shaped into types of meat like steak, boneless chicken, or ground meat.
Okay, so many of the kinds of meats that people like to buy at the grocery store, they try and mimic those things in this lab-grown meat.
They're shaped into these shapes. It makes me think like my kids' Play-Doh that they play with.
Yeah, or, you know, you think about fast food like chicken nuggets. Those are not naturally in that shape. Someone is shaping them.
That's a good point. So maybe this isn't such a strange idea as I originally thought. We do already eat some types of shaped meat.
Yes, we do. So for lab-grown dairy products, the genes for cow milk proteins are put into yeast.
We have a few terms we need to define here, friends. We see that word genes. These are parts of cells that control traits.
Yes, like how something will behave or what it will look like. You can say people who have blue eyes comes from certain genes in their cells.
That's right. And the genes for cow milk proteins are put into yeast. Yeast, friends, is a tiny fungus that's used in baking and brewing.
Right. It's actually a living creature that's usually eating sugars and turning it into something else. Yeast in bread dough makes that bread rise.
So these genes that are put into the yeast converts the sugars into dairy proteins.
And these proteins are later combined with other ingredients to create a range of dairy products.
So we've already talked about this meat being shaped into things that people enjoy, and now we're talking about the process that dairy products are made. And we see that there is a range of dairy products. This is a variety of different things.
Here's another example sentence. The grocery store offers a wide range of ice cream flavors. And we should remind you, these dairy products are things that are normally made from milk.
Those are things like yogurt and cheese and, of course, milk that you drink. We have more to learn about this in just a moment, friends. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Combined with. Last weekend, I tried a crazy snack experiment. Salty popcorn combined with sweet chocolate chips. At first, I thought this is going to be a disaster, but one handful later, wow, the salty crunch mixed with the melty sweetness was surprisingly delicious. That perfect blend where two different things join forces and make something even better, that's combined with magic. Combined with means putting two or more things together so they work as a team, often creating a stronger result, new flavor, or interesting effect. We use it for food, ideas, skills, weather, or anything that mixes well, or surprisingly. For example, her sense of humor combined with her kindness makes everyone feel welcome. Also, heavy rain combined with strong wind made the trees sway like crazy. Here are two phrases with a similar meaning. Mixed with is casual and often used for literal blending. For example, the lemonade tasted amazing, mixed with a splash of sparkling water. Paired with is great for food or things that go well together, like matching outfits or flavors. For example, grilled chicken paired with fresh mango salsa is my favorite summer dinner. I still can't believe how good that popcorn chocolate combo turned out. Proof that when things are combined with each other, surprises can be yummy. Mixing ideas or tastes keeps life interesting.
Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Lab-grown eats. Promise or problem? These innovative production procedures have the potential to improve animal well-being, increase food safety and nutrition, and use fewer resources. A small sample of muscle tissue is taken from a living animal to produce lab-grown meat, saving the lives of animals. Additionally, lab-grown food is often safer because it is produced in a clean laboratory and can be engineered to include more nutrients than regular food.
Procedure 这个名词意思是程序、流程。譬如 follow the procedure step by step every time to avoid mistakes and complete tasks safely. 每次都要逐步遵循流程，以避免错误并安全完成工作。Procedure 的动词是 proceed， 意思是继续进行、前往。譬如 after questions were answered.The class could proceed with the experiment as planned. 在问题获得解答之后，全班可以按原计划进行实验。来学另一个名词 ，approach， 意思是方法、作风。譬如 ，Paul's relaxed approach to mornings helped reduce stress before commuting through daily traffic. Paul 早晨用轻松的心情面对，这有助于减轻他每天通勤时。穿梭在交通高峰前的压力。这就是今天的 Language Lab. I will see you next time.
It's time now for us to talk about the full range of benefits that we could potentially get from these lab-grown eats.
Okay, let's keep reading. These innovative production procedures have the potential to improve animal well-being,increase food safety and nutrition, and use fewer resources. So now we're learning about some of the benefits.
Okay, and we're saying that this process or this technology is very innovative. Something that's innovative is new and quite clever. Usually, this word is associated with ideas.
Here's how you can use that word innovative in a sentence. The app is very innovative.
Okay, this innovative production, it can provide all these different benefits. One of these things is nutrition. Nutrition is all those healthy things that you get from eating food. That's things like vitamins.
Yeah, and good nutrition is what helps you grow and stay healthy.
Let's continue. A small sample of muscle tissue is taken from a living animal.To produce lab-grown meat, saving the lives of animals.
All right, if something is taken from something else, it means that it is removed or that something is used from a certain source.
For example, fruits are taken from trees or other plants. Here, we're taking cells from a living animal. Are they just cutting it off?
Probably. It sounds like they are just taking a sample from that animal so that they can use that then to grow the food in the lab.
Right, but the animal is preserved. They are not killing the animal. They're just taking a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Additionally, lab-grown food is often safer because it is produced in a clean laboratory and can be engineered to include more nutrients than regular food.
This is an interesting idea.Because, of course, most of our food is more natural. It comes from animals and plants, but there are often many diseases on a farm.
Yeah, that's why they want to engineer this food to be better than food you would find naturally. Engineered means changed or designed for a certain purpose.
For example, all of our products are precisely engineered to fulfill a certain purpose.
This concept is really interesting for me, Garrett, because oftentimes I put food into two categories in my mind. I put it into whole foods, foods that haven't been changed in any kind of way, and processed foods, foods like pasta sauce or condiments, things that they used to be one item that was a whole food and it's been processed in a procedure to make it a certain way. Is this processed food or is this whole food?
I would say it's processed food. But of course, processed food doesn't mean that it's altogether unhealthy. In fact, here they can add in even more nutrients. Of course, that happens in many other products, from things like cereal to even the flour we buy to bake bread.
That is a good point. I wonder if our bodies can digest this special lab-grown food in the same way. Maybe that's something we'll talk about later. But for right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看以不定词 to 加原形动词作为句首的句型，常用来表达后面主句动作的目的。To 加原形动词就表示为了什么什么，并用逗号与主句隔开，以强调或修饰整句的意思。这句话 ，To create lab-grown meat, scientists.Put animal cells into bioreactors, which 什么什么什么，里面的 which 引导的就是非限定关系子句，用来补充说明 bioreactors。注意，非限定关系代名词不能和关系代名词 that 互换，而且前面要加上逗号。来看例句 ：To improve engagement, the teacher organized the debates.Which encouraged classroom participation, prompting quieter students to speak. 为了提升参与度，这位老师安排辩论活动，这不仅鼓励了课堂参与度，还促使内向的学生发言。
Friends, we've reached the end of the first day of this article. So before we go, let's talk about some of the things we've learned.
All right, we have learned, a bit about what the process is to make things like lab-grown meats or even dairy products. They're using different animal cells to do this and then growing them in a bioreactor.
Yeah, this is supposedly better for the environment because you're not having to process the animals. You're just taking a small sample for them and you don't actually have to kill the animal to eat it.
Absolutely. And so it could be good for the environment.And allow us to produce even more food. We talked about the fact that the world population is growing and people are hungry.
That's right. We're going to talk more about this topic tomorrow, so make sure you come back and join us for that. But that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Join us again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.